time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community, or shall I say, in the workplace. With 168 hours in a seven-day week, the average working American spends a minimum of 40 hours at their workplace. But if the workplace is unhealthy, that can impact your life, right? On the line, we have HR professional and career coach, Tanisha Brown. We are talking about recognizing toxicity in the workplace, and what can you do about it? How are you doing today, sis?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great. First of all, what are some signs as an HR professional that you are in a toxic work environment?
You know, I would say some signs to look out for a toxic work environment: poor leadership and communication, because that's a big one. Are your leaders unsupportive? Are they disrespectful? You know, are they absent of communication? And then, of course, is there manipulation present? The high stress and burnout, you know, how's your team? How are the people around you? How's your senior leadership? Are you overwhelmed? And then do you have does the staff have unrealistic expectations? And what's the constant pressure, right?
Yeah.
So I think those are a couple of things that are important. And then, of course, the turnover. Is it a revolving door? Are people, you know, coming and leaving? You know, how often are they staying? How often are you hiring? And what's the longest tenure that you recognize that people are there?
And what's interesting, I had a conversation with someone who just literally, they were in a meeting at their job and they just said, I'm done, and basically got up. And I know that they say, Tanisha, it's better to find a job when you have a job. But if it gets to be too much, is it safe just to walk away to protect your mental health and job search? You just suggest staying there, maybe getting some therapy, some help, support while you search for your next landing place.
You know, I think that's a personal preference. I'm not going to give a blanket, you know, my blanket opinion on that. I think that's a personal preference. If it's a place that you can stick it out until you get your next move, absolutely stick it out until then. But if you can't, if it's causing health issues, whether that's, you know, anxiety or any kind of internal issues that stress can trigger, as of course we know that because we're fitness folks, you know,
yes.
we're gym girlies. And so how is it affecting your overall being? Because I know I've been in a position before where it affected my entire disposition. I hated going and I didn't like it. And then, so, you know, coming home was stressful because I knew I had to go back the next day, right? And so it really just kind of depends on you and what your tolerance is and how much you feel like you can take.
Now, one thing you talk about is leadership, and you're real strong in having a great leadership. So what is the difference between saying this person is an authority, they are the leader, this is their company, they can do what they want to, and the fine line when they use that as a weapon to harass or even bully you?
You know, I think you have to look at, you know, is it verbal abuse? Are they sabotaging your work, intentionally undermining, you know, deadlines or taking credit for work that you've completed? Are you being excluded from any type of, you know, projects or any or sometimes even socially, right? Mm-hmm. And is the treatment unfair, right? And it's, I think sometimes we have to define that too, because I think that can get, you know, a little loose. But I think, you know, you have to ask yourself, is this unfair treatment? And understanding the definition of bullying and harassment in the workplace is, I think, the way to go for sure. And then, of course, as it relates to that, reviewing the policies, if you have any, in your handbook for your organization.
Lastly, if there is a lack of structure, and you talk about fear and intimidation, which is real, I know people who are experiencing it as we speak. What should someone do? What are their options? Is it the EEOC? Do they go seek legal counsel, or just, you know what, I'm gonna lay this aside because I have no support. I just gotta get out of here.
So in a situation where that is not structured, and when I say not structured, HR is a trusted voice. Typically, I would say, of course, to start with HR, who I would hope to be a trusted voice in any organization, and then allow that person to, you know, do an investigation or so forth. If not, then you could seek help externally, which could involve the EEOC. It could involve some legal advice, anything like that, to understand your rights as an employee.
All right. We love to hear. We're going to talk to our career coach more often, Tanisha Brown. If you have any issues or questions you want me to ask her, make sure you hit me up on the email or on my socials, and we'll get it in next time. Thank you, girl. Have a good day.
Thank you.